Right, welcome to the April 5th, 2023 Finance Committee meeting for the Town of Discovery Bay. This meeting is going to be a little unusual in that we do not have, the only director, board director that's here is me. And so we won't be approving any minutes, voting on anything. This will be strictly an informational meeting. So, I take it we don't need to do roll call since I'm the only one here?
Roll call's been taken, and let the record show that Chair Ashley Porter is absent.
Okay. All right. If there's any public comment, please.
There's no one on the line.
Okay, public comment is now closed. Julie, I understand you have a presentation for a financial update. Afternoon.
Would you like it up on the screen too, or are you going to watch it?
I'm putting it up.
You're putting it up on the screen? Okay. Right. Once she gets that done, I'll start. We are 8 months into our fiscal year, February. 67%, if you want to get do the math, 67% of the year. I'm on the first page here with what's new. Just a couple of informational things. Yeah, go to the next slide there. The second installment from the county will be received in April. They've given me a date of April 19th.
Okay.
Yep. As always, any annual payments that we've made early in the year, such as insurance, are notated in the financials. Interest income, I wanted to let you know that February has our first month of interest income. We reported to the board last month that we received $17,000 in income. Mm-hmm. We also received for the month of March, because it was a full month, we received $37,900 in interest for March. That, of course, is not reflected in these financials. We have fully transferred over to Five Star Bank. Mm-hmm. Our first main check, we've got a few checks. Our first main check run is going out of Five Star Bank this week. This
Wonderful.
This group in the RFA. We've transferred, we still have a little bit of a presence at BAC, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We've got some outstanding checks waiting for those to clear, and we still keep the recreation account there because we get cash and we have to make cash deposits. Other things to note in the financials, we had our first permits pulled for Pantages. We came in and pulled four lots. So we received some connection and capacity fees, and we received a community center fee that's in their contract.
The a partial towards the community center, or
they
all
paid
of it?
$2,500 a lot.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Debt payments were made in October for principal and interest. We're preparing right now to get our debt payments that are due June 1st, getting those ready, and they're going to be $750,000. We just received the bills yesterday. The details of financials are attached to your packet. If you have any specifics, you can always ask. And just to let you know, the audit is complete. We still don't have the audit entries put into the financials. That's quite a big task, and I'm trying to catch the auditor during his ultimate busy season. Next slide, please. All right. Water department. Let's talk about water revenue. Water revenue, we're at 61% of the year. The water charges, the first line there, I suspect we're probably not going to We're going to be shy on that number because of the rainy season. No one's turning on their irrigation yet. But we could be surprised. We get a couple real dry weeks and everybody starts using a whole bunch of water. I don't think it's going to be material, but we're going to be a little under that here. Everything else looks pretty good. If you look down to the connection and capacity fees, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about five lines down, that's where you can see
yes.
We got the fees for the permits that were
mm-hmm.
advantageous. Other income is deposits that we get from the developers. It's offset by expenses that we pay for them. Mainly it's consulting fees.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the hydrant water usage has gone up quite a bit because we've got the construction going over there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As for expenses, the expenses, as I've been expressing all year, my main concern with the expenses this year is the repairs and maintenance line. You look, we're 128% of our budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's not much we really can do about that. A lot of it's the weather. The ground's moving, things are breaking, and Aaron and his crew are doing everything that they can. You know, hopefully we dry out and don't have a year that repeats. Any questions on?
Not.
Pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
Wastewater. Okay, revenue for wastewater is relatively stable. It's the account service charge. That's where we get most of our
mm-hmm.
revenue. We have a little bit of variable revenue in our sewer charges for the commercials. And we get, every once in a while, we'll get some money from PG&E for dewatering, which we did under other income. We got $31,000. And what that is, I don't know if you know, PG&E has to dump water because they're trying to get to one of their lines,
mm-hmm.
and they dump it into our sewer, and they pay us on a per gallon fee. So anyways, fairly stable. It is only at 54%, but we're getting the other big chunk of our revenue will come in on the tax roll. Expenses, just a couple things I wanted to point out on expenses. If you look at the second line of consulting expenses, it's really low.
Mm-hmm.
That's really reflecting what's happening in the wastewater department, which is all hands on deck for D&I.
Right.
So
right.
That's, you know, that's a little blip. You know, we'll have mm-hmm. we'll come back when we need it. The next item is on the water service contracts.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a bill for Veolia for $173,000 that related to the Clipper SSO mm-hmm. that we had. Otherwise, wastewater is doing just fine. All right, so now we're going to go to zoning. Again, Zone 8, their revenue's down a little bit. Again, it's the tax roll because that's the biggest part of their revenue. We'll mm-hmm. get the other installment. What's really nice, though, the community center, their program fees are what they've budgeted, and we're not even at the end of the year, so that's a good number. That
yeah.
was a really hard number to come up with in the budgeting process
mm-hmm.
because the community center had been closed for 2.5 years. So we're starting to see the economic
mm-hmm. that's good.
Benefits of
mm-hmm.
the community center up and running. Again, down here at the pool, we had $7,500 in other income, and that was pool admissions. We budgeted $8,000,
mm-hmm.
so again, that was pretty good. And we'll make the $8,000 because the pool will open before the end of the budget year. So that was pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Well, it was very educated, believe it or not. We pained over those numbers. Nothing really to report on Zone 8. If you had any specific questions.
Nope. Not really.
Yep. It's all.
Yeah. It's all pretty.
Pretty. Yeah. Pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Then we're going to go to Zone 9. So 9 is even more basic. again, we have the revenue and we have the expenses. Nothing really to report. I know Bill and his team has been spending a lot of time on Clipper, so they haven't spent as much time in Zone 9 as they had budgeted.
Mm-hmm.
Year's not over yet, but that's quite a bit of labor.
Let me jump back to a question on Zone 8, if this is possible, since, here we've got $10,000, and I'm already thinking big as far as the monies coming in from Pantages, but with those monies coming, and that money can only be used at the community center?
I would like to defer that to the general manager. Dina, The Pantages contract, is it only to the community center, the $2,500?
It is for a community benefit. So part of it is for, yes, to pay for this community center, and some parts of it can be used for others.
If we get that, when money comes in, if it is strictly used for the community center, would that free up any monies to be available for landscaping?
Well, not entirely. For project, yes. You don't want to use this one-time kind of funds.
Oh, no. I was thinking to help,
Pay for landscaping projects.
Yeah, help Flipper move along and then start on other areas.
Well, it won't help Flipper move along because we've set a budget for Flipper. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep that budget, and where we pull the money out from, we've already agreed to do. So probably not for Flipper. No.
Hmm. Okay, but maybe other projects that haven't been...
Maybe different phases of Clipper, so we'll have to look into that.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, thank you.
All right. Any other questions?
No, thank you.
All right, that concludes my report.
Excellent. So one question I did have for you was... as a result of the audit, there was that one pretty, I don't want to say insignificant, they're all significant findings, but there was just one finding. Has that been resolved?
It is in process. We haven't set up any new vendors, but we are going to be moving that
to
different staff.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, my phone is beeping in here. Okay, and next, any updates from you, Gina?
Nope.
No?
From me.
Okay. And then item F, Community Center Outdoor Lighting, Alan?
Actually, Monica is going to start this. I'll handle the next one.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, so at the last Park and Rec Committee meeting, staff was requested to look into the cost of the lighting in the community center parking lot here. So I met with two electrical contractors and one solar lighting company to kind of start from scratch and see what things would look like. The opinion of both electrical contractors was that this is not going to be an easy repair. Kind of a mess it is, all of it. There would be a cost just to research and locate how everything's run, how it's trenched, where it goes, to determine how it all kind of connects over to the other side of the parking lot. So one contractor, and again, this is just to do basic research. One contractor price was $1,230. Another felt that they could do it for their service call, which is $250. Couldn't commit to that, of course. Nothing in writing. It was verbal. And then if they need more time, it's $125 an hour beyond that. And then met with a solar company who had some ideas of possibly attaching solar panels to the palm trees and what that would look like. So,
is that a possibility? Solar panels on palm trees?
I mean, I've seen it done. Like, and this is the very beginning, kind of trying to figure out where do we want to go? What are our options?
Okay.
We would have to, I was told we would have to skin the trees first, you know, remove all the husk. So I don't think, so that would be an additional expense. We don't have a lift to, our crew could not do that. So we would have to contract that out.
So this is just the very beginning of discussions about what our options are. So
do we want to put money into just research, basically? We can't fix anything until we know what the problem is, which is going to cost money. Do you have anything to add to that, Alan?
Well, also, Monica does have some other vendors that are still waiting to give us some quotes.
Okay.
But, and Monica hasn't alluded to it yet, but basically the vendors are saying that, hey, this is a bigger problem than just, you know, putting new lights up. It It's you know, tracking down where the problems are.
That makes sense.
And this was directed to us by the Parks and Rec Committee. That's where it started. It's taken a while to get the quotes out here, but.
So wanted to bring it to finance to see. Do we want to put money?
Yeah, we can't vote on it. Here, let me roll down there and we'll.
I guess we could just table this.
We'll table it. One question I do have for you: wasn't the pickleball people talking about additional power over in the courts? Was it lighting or?
It wasn't necessarily lighting. It was putting outlets so that they could run their ball machines and things like that.
I wonder if there's any thing that we could do to partner with them, you know, so doesn't all the expense doesn't come to the town. Just a thought.
I'm not sure if they'll want to do the parking lot for us.
If we, all could agree on the same company or something, maybe it would. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if there's any advantage to that, but it might be worth checking into. Okay. Yeah, we will table that till next time.
No. All right. So, Director Graham, this issue actually came about because on March 11th we were closed due to the inclement weather forecast, and we had learned that some individuals had trespassed on our property, two of which hopped the fences. Over here on our north side, and then on the Friday prior to that Saturday, I was restocking the sandbags itself in this little area over here, and didn't notice anything wrong with our fence. But on Monday, when I came in and was replacing those sandbags, I noticed that our fence was down, and I didn't initially think anything nefarious, but maybe it was the wind. And then when I learned the information from Monica that we did have people that trespassed, we ended up reporting that to the sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. And there were some concerning things that came out of that. And regarding the fencing alone, is the fencing over here is in a situation where it's not repairable. It's rotting. Mm-hmm. So we just had the fencing replaced on the north end, and we're thinking that we should be replacing the fencing over here on the south part of our lot. Because if we get kids or anyone that comes through that, and we have our pool.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so we want to definitely secure that area. But was even more concerning is one of the individuals was identified, and during the course of our investigation with the sheriff's department, some statements that he had made to us, the sentiment was, they're taxpayers. Doesn't matter. You know, if we're closed, they should be able to come in because they're paying taxes and they're supporting this venue. But with that rationale, you can't come into any public facility unless it's open. And obviously there's some liability too. One of the individuals who was hopping the fence over here could have easily fallen. The individuals that were on the tennis courts could have, somebody could have gotten hurt, or if it was just one person got hurt, no one's going to find them because our area is closed and there's no staff working that day because we were closed. So wanted to bring that to your attention. Obviously, this is going to come before the Parks and Rec Committee as well. Maybe we'll have some additional information to provide by then from the Sheriff's Office investigation. But to have this fencing done over on the south side is approximately $11,000. And if we wanted to fence the tennis courts to preclude people from using those facilities when our grounds are closed, that would be approximately $7,000. So I wanted to bring that to the Finance Committee's attention because, again, we are going to bring it to Parks and Rec. But I think it's a bigger problem based on, the violators' opinions of when they actually can use the facilities and when they can't. And we're going to actually start working more closely with the Sheriff's Department to try to keep people off our property. But we just have some concern about people, breaching our property, and if it were kids getting in our pool or that sort of thing, I think we'd be in a world of hurt. So.
And I agree with you completely. And I think safety is, obviously the highest priority. But as far as the fencing goes, the fencing that you're thinking about, the design of it, would it withstand the changes that we're going to go through when we build a new building? Or will there be a different design? Would it be a different material being used when we build the new building for fencing?
our GM actually already solved that problem. Not something I didn't think about, but it was going to be the same type of fencing that we have on our north side. So if we decide that we are going to make changes to that area, those poles can be lifted, the fence can be, I think, reused. We confirmed that with the fencing company if we chose to go that direction.
All right. Well, we can't make any decisions today, but we will table it till the next meeting. So.
Thank you.
And future agenda items. I had my little list here somewhere. Could we? And your call if we add this to an agenda, or you know, just talk about it between now and then. But the Employee Retention Act, as far as can we discuss that? The during COVID, companies that stayed open and kept people on with some conditions are able to get a credit of their payroll taxes back. And so looking into that. And then if we could also, you know, just get an update on any possibility of any grants. I know you have one right now in your site. And that is all I have.
Okay.
Any public comments?
There's no one on the line.
Okay. All right. With that, we at 4:51, we close the April 5th meeting of the Finance Committee.